Okay, welcome everybody. Hope everybody can hear me. I'm traveling in the car in Brooklyn, and happy to join with you tonight on shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is on Parshas Matos Masei. We know that this past Shabbos, we were zocha to complete the fourth Sefer of Torah, the Sefer of Bat Midbar, and we said Chazak Chazak Benes Chazek, because surely we need it, especially this time of the year during the onset of the 9 days, which, as we know is a time of mematim b'simcha. Doesn't mean that we take away all of our simcha, it just means that we are less happy, which means that we are happy all year long. It just means that at this time of the year, we are a little less happy. So that just goes to give us a Musa Haskell about how we should approach. So Matos Masei has a lot of different beautiful elements that I want to share with you. The first is that in Matos, we learn about the importance of our speech, how our speech really has meaning and significance. And we all know that a person who is careful with his words, when he does say something, it means something. So there was a mashal nimshal about a certain, couple, and the wife was doing the dishes one day, and she looked out the window, and she noticed that the neighbor's laundry was hanging, and she noticed that the laundry was dirty. It appeared dirty to her. So she told her husband that maybe the people across the street that are hanging their laundry on the line don't wash clothing. They have to buy detergent, have to buy soap. And maybe you should go over and teach them. You'll get a mitzvah by teaching them how to do this. So the husband looked at his wife and he said, "No, I'm sure they'll figure it out. It's no big deal." And the next week, she looked out the window again. And she also noticed again that the laundry is very dirty. And she wondered whether or not they know how to wash their clothing, and she berated her husband, saying, "Well, you could have had a mitzvah, but you don't seem to be taking this mitzvah too seriously." And the third week, she looked out the window, and she noticed that the laundry looks clean. And to her husband, she said, "Well, I guess you didn't take care of this mitzvah. Maybe somebody else took care of it." And he said, "No, my dear wife, there's nothing wrong with their laundry. It was my fault. I cleaned the window pane because the window pane was very filthy, and you weren't able to see that their laundry actually was very clean." So it just goes to show you the importance that before we rebuke somebody, before we tell somebody that they should be doing things a certain way, sometimes we have to actually take a step back and think about our words and how we apply them. So we know that if a person who is outside in the street screaming day and night, whatever he says, nobody pays any attention to. People who yell and scream, they don't seem to get the right level of attention. However, if you have somebody who really doesn't say much at all, and then all of a sudden he starts to speak, everyone wants to hear what he has to say. So in business, they say that my honor is my word, that the way that you bestow honor upon yourself is by keeping your word. So there's a pasuk that says, "Lo yachel devaro k'chol asher yotzei mipiv yaaseh," that a person should not make his words mundane. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he should do. But we all know that Chazal tell us that we're not allowed to make nedarim. We're not allowed to swear. Why are we not allowed to swear? Because if you think about it, we're not in control of the future. So how am I supposed to say that in 3 months' time I'm going to give you a few $1,000 to buy a car, when we all know that the future is unknown? So how can we make conditions about things that we're not in control of? That's the fundamental question, the philosophical question that the Kedushas Levi struggles with. And he explains something even further, that by Yaakov Avinu, we know it says, by Yaakov Avinu, it says that he made a neder. So how is Yaakov Avinu able to make a neder? It says, "V'yidu Yaakov neder le'mar." And Yaakov made a neder. What was the neder? That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, and tzitzili lechem lechol, ubege lobos, v'shati v'shalom v'beis avi, And if you give me food to eat and clothing on my back and allow my children to return home, you know, whatever you give to me, if you give me $1 million, I'll give you 10%. What is Yaakov talking about? Is that such a big deal to say that if somebody were to give you $1 million, you'll give back 100,000? It's not really saying much. So what was Yaakov really saying? And secondly, how could Yaakov even say such a thing? How could Yaakov make a condition? How could Yaakov make a neder when we're told, at least in this exparsha, that a person, says the Gemara in Menachos, that a person should never say neder l'Hashem. Why? Because the last word that he says is the word of Hashem, neder l'Hashem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides in 10, 15 minutes from that phrase that that's the last thing he says, then it could be a violation of L'Sis Hashem Hashem Hashav. You should not use God's name in vain. So what does the Gemara say that a person should do or should say instead? L'Hashem Neder. That the last word is a Neder, so therefore it's not a violation of L'Sis Hashem Hashem Hashav. So, when we think about this, we ask ourselves, what is Yaakov talking about? And we answer as follows. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Telner, explained, you should be where Rav Moshe David Ben Bella, Rafur Shlema. He said that Yaakov Avinu, when he made the neder, was not making the neder for himself. He was making the neder for the future. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives my children the ability to see the lechem haponim, the bread that never became old, it always remained fresh. It's a miracle. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, furthermore, gives Beged Lilbosh, what's Beged Lilbosh? That my children should be able to see the Big Day Kahuna. If they're able to see these two things, then, and on top of that, that they're able, to Shalter Shalom Beis Avi, that they're able to return home to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not feel uncomfortable. B'chol Asher Titen Li, even if you give me the Keren, which is the principle, Aser Asher Nolach, I'll give you back the mice on top of it. Yaakov Avinu wasn't interested with the keren, with the principal reward, and certainly not with the dividends, with the maestros, with the tithing. Surely he would give back everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if only his children would remain dabur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing so, they will be able to see miracles such as the lechem haponim and the big day kahuna, such as the bread that never got, that never became old, and the clothing that always looked regal and beautiful. So therefore, we see lo yachal d'varo kachol hashiyos in fibyasa. So if we go back to this concept of speech. And I apologize if I sound a little bit distracted. I'm just driving in Brooklyn, and driving in Brooklyn. It's not so easy. I like driving in New Jersey. But in any event, if somebody looks at this pasuk and reads it again, says the Kedushas Levi, they will see something else based on our discussion, which is lo yachel devaro, someone who does not make his words mundane. However, kechol hashiyos mipiv, when he decides to say something and to utter the words that he's going to make a condition, yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will take care of it. Not that he will take care of it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. And that, my friends, is the greatest blessing. We should be zocha that in our dealings, in our interactions, we know that Mishnech Lesav and Matan B'Simcha, as we open up the discussion tonight, this is not a time for a person, if they have a job interview, they should try to delay it for the following week. If they have a court case, they should try to delay that, if possible, for the following week. Whatever it is, that this is not an auspicious time for the Jewish people. But hopefully in the very near future, Tisha B'Av will become the day that the Beis HaMikdash will be resurrected and we will be able to enjoy the Bayis Shlishi, the Mehera V'Yameinu, and in good health with everybody joining together. And we should be zocha that when we say something, we shall learn something from it. And not only that, more so, we should be able to be mezakeh others, that in the way that we are thinking about others, we should be blessed with bracha v'atzlacha. This is Mordechai Plaska wishing you the very best and a successful week, and a chodesh tov, and all the very best, and have wonderful besuras tovos. Take care, and have a good night.